This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Two times in the closing chapters of Joshua, he declares, "Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled." 21:45 and 23:14. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. It's true, as Joshua said in 21:43-44, Israel possessed all the land God had sworn to give them and gave them rest as promised. No enemy could withstand them because the Lord had handed them over to the Israelites. If there was a problem, it was not God's fault. There were times when Israel did not consult the Lord and got themselves into compromises. Remember the Gibeonites in chapter 9? Even at the time when Joshua made these statements in chapters 21 and 23, there were inhabitants who had not been driven out. The Israelites took them as their servants instead of doing what God had instructed. As you'll see in the book of Judges, the next book in the Bible, these inhabitants became a thorn in their side in years ahead. Our tendency is to blame God when problems come, but He can be counted on to be faithful to all He promised. We're the weak link in the chain. God wants to build and maintain. Ask yourself, are there any commands I haven't followed? Are there any promises I haven't claimed? Are there any warnings I haven't heeded? When you've answered these questions, then, by faith, act in the light of your answers.